with me, and you know, I got a place I'm going. I'm 16. When I'm 16 years old, my first goal is I'm going to be the first black president of the United States. Said it, you know, and I was encouraged. See, the people that like, you need to grow up in the 60s. You need to dream big. That was a dream big time. And I was a high achieving guy. And I told you my mama was. And I was in I do lightweight political stuff. And so I was on a fast track. And people in my community, in my neighborhood, they would encourage that. So what? If you don't get it, shoot for that and you'll get something. You know, so I'm going to be the first black president in the United States, 16 years old, right? I start drinking at 18 years old. I'm green. I start smoking commercial weed. I don't know how to roll weed, and it's embarrassing. So in my dorm room, I had this red roller, and I'd put these two yellow thick zigzags together, you know, because when I roll weed on my own, they'd be real fat in the middle and skinny on the ends, and you get a headache trying to smoke it, right? So I had this red roller, but that's embarrassing. You can't do that in public, so I can only do that in private, right? But I had a buddy, an older buddy, he could roll a joint, one paper, one white paper, one hand. So at 16 years old, my goal is to be the first black president of the United States. At 19 years old, 1 year into my drinking career, my new goal became one paper, one hand. Real fast, the alcoholic life seemed the only normal, and I'm in it, you guys. I'm in it, and I'm in it deep, you know. And so I start doing, and I get what people get. I'm described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous in the chapter, There is a Solution. I'm described in the paragraph that goes, but what about the real alcoholic? I don't know that I'm described in that paragraph. I think I'm in the paragraph right before that. Now, there's the certain hard drinker, given a sufficient reason, can stop or moderate. When I start suffering some losses in the mid-70s, I start saying to myself, when I grow up, I'm going to cut this foolishness out. I'm going to slow it down. I'm not going to quit. That's out the question. I'm going to slow it down, and I'm going to fly right. So my buddies, when we graduate from school, they start careers. They go to grad school. They start families. I got that thing, and I don't know I have it. It wouldn't have mattered if I knew I had it, but I got it, and I got it bad. And so I get married in 1980, and I continue, you know, and by 1979, the wheels are off. You know, the wheels are off. Norm Alpe in his talk, he talk about that old rim drive and alcohol, and he says it in a literal sense. In a figurative sense, I was on rims. You know, the wheels were all off. And the thing I don't, you know what I don't like about the invisible line? It's invisible. It ain't nothing to say. If you take this next one, you enter in the region from which it's known. About it, in fact, you know, the cold thing about the disease I suffer from, by the time I realize I have a problem and need to do something about it, it's already too late for me to do something about it. Cold thing. So I get married in 1980 on a Saturday afternoon in April. And I have a bachelor party the night before my wedding. I'm supposed to say my own vows at this wedding. Apparently, I had too much fun at the bachelor party. Showed up. I was up till 7:30 in the morning. I show up for my wedding. You know, I'm toe up. I'm supposed to say my own vows. Apparently, the stagger was so severe. My then wife-to-be took one look at me, scratched her own vow, say the regular. Getting to the ceremony, I get ready to say I do. I said I do and passed, threw up. Passed out. Have not taken a wedding picture to this day. You know, and so we go off, and it was a big wedding. All my college friends, my wife and I both had mutual friends, and she was in a professional career, and I had a big wedding. And at the reception, you know, apparently I heard it was a hell of a reception. I'm passed out. So we go to the honeymoon, and you know, we fly off to the honeymoon, and we don't address the elephant in the room the whole time we're gone, which is the debacle that took place at the wedding. And so we fly home from the honeymoon, and I get home with a wife, and she gets home with a tornado. And guys like me are heartbreakers. That's why I like that part we read. I had two separate paragraphs read. One of them described what it is that this physical feature –